From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has proposed new regulations that would require U.S. companies to disclose more information about their owners. The administration announced the regulations in response to the leak of the Panama Papers, millions of documents detailing international tax evasion through secret offshore accounts. Speaking Friday, the president called on Congress to do its part in stopping tax evasion by the wealthiest few.
I've been talking about this for a while. Only Congress can fully close the loopholes that wealthy individuals and powerful corporations all too often take advantage of, often at the expense of middle-class families. If they're getting out of paying their fair share of taxes, that means that the rest of us have to shoulder that burden.
The proposals would require companies to disclose their owners to the Internal Revenue Service and allow law enforcement agencies to access that information. The administration also wants the U.S. Senate to ratify 8 tax treaties that have languished there. The U.S. has emerged as a top tax haven for tax evaders, rivaling Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. The president also spoke on U.S. jobs growth Friday. Even though Friday's report from the Labor Department was weaker than most economists had predicted, the president was optimistic about the numbers.
In April 2016, our economy added 160,000 new jobs. That makes April the 74th consecutive month of private sector job growth in America.
Job gains occurred in business services, healthcare, and financial activities. Employment declined in mining, which includes the oil sector, which has been battered by plunging commodity prices. Data show the number of unemployed people has changed little at 7.9 million. This is VOA News.